bbc.co.uk/AsianNetwork.
First though, what is the most effective weapon against extremism? Politicians? Mosques? The local community? No, it's women. That's according to some groups tackling terrorism. It's because women are at the centre of the family and most likely to notice changes in behaviour. One project, the Shenaz Network, has drawn together other organisations from around Britain so they can share ideas on how to stop radicalisation. Our reporter Philip Cherm was at a launch event in Birmingham.
At the first formal meeting in Birmingham of the Shenaz Network, 50 dedicated women from around the country have come together to talk about how they can prevent extremism. The organiser of the conference has no doubts about why women need to play a bigger role in this field.
I'm Kisra Dinza, I'm Detective Inspector, and I work for the Association of Chief Police Officers. Service providers have no right to say that we police with the consent of the community when we only actually police this area with the consent of half the population.
That's because many strategies to tackle extremism and radicalisation have relied on community leaders, often male, who don't always realise the importance of women.
I think women are at the heart of the household. They're the first teachers of children.
Carson Bashir is the lead officer for Prevent in Bristol and works with the group Inspire, which helps empower Muslim women.
Religion has been used as a tool to oppress women and deny them access to education, life choices. And what we're doing with colleagues in Inspire is turning that on the head and using religion as a tool for positive social change and really fighting back against those extremists that are using religion as a criminal ideology.
It's being taken very seriously. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, even sent a video message to the Shenaz delegates supporting their work.
We need to make much better use of the enormous influence that women have over their family members, their colleagues and their friends. All of you are working day in, day out, either professionally or personally, to make your communities better places and to make our country safer.
But these 50 women in the Shenaz event represent thousands across the country who are gaining the strength to counter extremism and radicalisation, from properly informed counter-narratives to extremist philosophies, right through to basic IT skills. As the only known Muslim survivor of the 7th of July 2005 London terror attacks, Sajda Mughal explained the importance of empowering women at a grassroots level through her organisation, the Jan Trust.
They've been equipped with these skills, and one particular case is that one mother was able to see what websites her son was viewing, what videos he was watching, and sit down with him and talk him through basically what was going on, why was he viewing these content, and having that dialogue, potentially avoiding another 7-7.
But enabling women to have their voices heard, some of whom may be oppressed, isn't always easy. Michelle Brooks, who's also from Inspire, is among those making sure women achieve their full potential in influencing families.
Ultimately, democracy and civil rights and human rights begin in the home. The oppression of women in the home must change in order that children can grow up and learn about what it means to live in the United Kingdom. It means that it is a place of safety and sanctuary and hope and aspirations for women of all kinds.
The Shenaz Project will meet again next year. In the meantime, Khizra summed up why these women won't rest until then.
We talk about strengthening institutions to prevent terrorism. The single most important institution, the first line of defence for counter-terrorism, is the institution of the family. It becomes apparent then that the single greatest resource in tackling this threat is women.
Asian Network reports.